Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyidali Khamenei has slammed the West media war against the Islamic Republic. Ayatollah Khamenei said that the war has been waged to disappoint the people of Iran and to heighten public tensions. He said the country is now facing both a media and an economic one. The leader said U.S. and Zionist spy agencies, supported by their affluent regional clients, have set up war room and are seriously plotting to influence the nation. Ayatollah Sayyidali Khamenei stressed that the Islamic establishment stands firm and its hard works are bearing fruit. The leader also said the creation of parallel institutions to the government is not a solution to the country's problems. Political commentator Mohammad Mirandi says Persian language media channels funded by Western countries are carrying out a psychological warfare against the Islamic Republic.
I discussed this in a bit of detail on Hard Talk, on the main BBC program just 2-3 weeks ago. And the irony is, of course, that BBC Persian, which belongs to the BBC, did not broadcast this. They did not translate it, even though this is the most important program on the world, BBC World. And that is itself, I think, very revealing. In that program, I pointed out that Persian language media channels funded by Western countries, including the British and American governments and others, those who are funded by them, those who are owned by them, are carrying out psychological warfare against Iranians. And I also pointed out that at the moment there are thousands of mercenaries like the MEK terrorist group in Albania and Israelis. The Israeli regime has their own people who are online 24 hours a day. They're working day and night using multiple identities, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and others to carry out this psychological warfare against Iranians and to create a sense of despair and fear in the country.